and you transcend anything technical. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. You're so faithful and so good. We're so blessed. Are we blessed today? Is this a day that the Lord's made and we're rejoicing and we're glad in it? Amen? Yay. How many of us had a good morning so far? How many of us had a good night last night? I heard there were amazing things at the edge. I wasn't there. I heard all kinds of prophetic things were going on. It was just a wonderful time. And we have so many great things. I'm so excited about what God wants to do this morning. We have dedications, a dedication of four little guys and girls together this morning. So we're excited about that. And we welcome the parents and family of all those who are here to see that and to say, yes, we stand with our grandson, our granddaughter, or family member. So welcome. Really glad to see you all. This is such a wonderful time. I'm excited. And I know that the Lord's moving in the midst of all things that are happening here. Sometimes we think God does things just one way, and then he always shows up and surprises us and shows us that he's going to do whatever he wants as we step into that. So we just want to thank God for healing today. And I just had a sense in my spirit that he was going to continuously release just more and more waves of healing anointing into our bodies. And I believe many have been touched already just in worship and praise and thanksgiving this morning. But for those who are wondering whether that is a reality in their body or even wondering if that's true, just want us to lift our hands to the Lord and just agree with what heaven wants to say right now in the area of healing and release right now. So, Father, for those in here who are not feeling well, for those who are struggling with pains in their body, with diseases, with things in their physical being, oh God, in their emotional realm that have been hindrances, oh God, to the fullness of life, the abundant life that you've released for us. Father, we just say that we declare from heaven to earth to bring into existence by your blood, by your spirit, that which you desire to do. So, Father, thank you for the continuous release of your healing power, your anointing power, your delivering power that sets the captives free. Thank you, Lord. There is no disease, no sickness in heaven. Thank you, Lord. We just declare your wondrous works and acts, and we say yes and amen to that. There is no blood disease, no cancer, no bone ailment, nothing at all, no accidents, nothing that can keep us from full restoration, full healing, and full release and turnaround. We're stepping out in faith saying, God, you're amazing and we believe it. You're amazing and we receive it. You're amazing and we say thank you right now for the substance of heaven in the form of healing anointing and delivering anointing to come and overshadow us right now in the name of Jesus. No breast cancer in heaven. So I thank you, Lord, for the freedom, for all glands, for all breasts, for all parts of the body, for the females in here who may be struggling with that. I just sense, Lord, that the Lord is saying that someone might have tumors on their back, tumors or lesions or something. I just see a picture of backbone, and I see just tumors or cysts. I don't know if that belongs to anybody in here. It shouldn't. But if you feel like that's you, then we're just going to pray for that. Is there anybody in here that's been struggling with that, has had any kind of sense from God that that is something? Maybe they've gone to the doctor. Okay, well, we're just going to lift our hands right now. In the name of Jesus, Father, we curse every tumor, every lesion, every cyst, anything, any cancerous growth, anything that's coming after any of your saints and those you love. And we thank you, God, that we can speak life into these bodies and speak an eradication of these things that are not found in the heavenly realm. Thank you, oh God. Thank you for a dissolving now. In the name of Jesus, Shirababaseke. Thank you, God. We've seen this overseas, we've seen this here, and we're believing that that's increasing right now. So thank you, Holy Spirit. Yeah, let us know. When you go to the doctor, or maybe you'll feel it, maybe there's a change. Please let us know. I just saw that picture. I saw it in the spirit, and I just saw this glory come on the bodies in the back. So, Father, if that's for any other person in here with other parts of their body that are struggling with those growths, whatever those growths are and wherever they come from, which is not you. We thank you, oh God, for setting the captives free. Thank you for your healing power. Thank you, oh God, for your testimony of graciousness and faithfulness to us. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I invite you to our healing rooms, which are, I think, the second and fourth Fridays of the month. And we've seen healings being that God's been doing in the healing rooms. We call them healing rooms. We're associated with the International Healing Rooms Association. up in Spokane, Washington, and healing rooms all around the world. We've been stepping into that for the last 20 years or so and seen many, many people set free. So I just really believe that in this season, God's just upping the ante, so to speak, and things are increasing. And we want our little ones to be able to grow up that that's normal for them. This is what we do. Somebody falls and gets hurt, we pray for healing. Somebody has a pain, we pray for healing, or whatever it would be. We've seen so many things. I encourage you to go to our website, and I think we have a, I've got a testimony page too on Facebook, and read about those things and just say, yeah, and get stirred up in faith. I mean, they're happening all the time. It's great. Who's had a healing in the last 6 months in here? Come on. Huh? Okay. Okay. He's hearing it. Who's had more than one healing in the last 6 months? Okay, this is me. I can't do this.
Put up another hand.
I've had healings from God. I mean, come on. Put your hands up. Just stand up. If you've had healings in the last 6 months, just stand up. Let's give glory to the Lord. Come on, look around. Turn around. Just turn around. I just want to say thank you, God. Look, thank you for your healing power. Thank you for your delivering power. Thank you, oh God, in Jesus' name. Amen. See, we like to celebrate these things because it's God. And he says, it's nice to pray for healing. Hi. It's nice to pray for deliverance. But even greater than that is connecting with our healer and our deliverer. Amen? And some people get mad at that and go, I just want to be healed. And he goes, I know. And I am healing too. But I'm also telling you that when you connect with me and you encounter with me, you get a whole lot more. So we're believing for the whole lot more for all of us in Jesus' name. Now, to that, yeah, it's a good word. We're going to actually, before we shift into what you're probably expecting, all of a sudden we're going to see babies up here. I just had a sense from God, I believe, with their parents and grandparents, not just the babies. We're going to show, T, we're going to show that video. We're going to do that right now. I'm going to set something up here. The Lord has been speaking in so many different ways, and how many of us know he's calling us to live in the supernatural realm? Okay, we believe that. He says so. It's in the scriptures. Everybody who is in the realm of believing that God is bigger than the natural is saying that around the world. So there's an increase in this season. There's an acceleration. And I felt that God was saying, let's play this because there's an actual miracle on it, supernatural phenomenon, and then bring the babies up and say, so there you go, okay? You get to step into this as we dedicate you, even if they don't see it. And it's not a healing or a deliverance. It's really interesting. Maybe some of you have seen it before. But if you've ever heard of the prophet Bob Jones, anybody? Bob Jones, okay, he's grandpapa who did go home to be with the Lord, of the modern-day prophetic movement, if you will. Just a highly respected man of God who passed on to eternity and to glory on Valentine's Day, the day of love, this year. It's crazy. And I'm smiling because I know that God is extremely intentional. And as we are all his favorite, Bob is really one of his favorites. In fact, he died and went up to be with Jesus, and the Lord sent him back in, I think it was the 80s. So he had quite a divine encounter because he had things to do. So when his time to finish what he was called to do with the Lord was, which was apparently February 14th, God was wanting to release whatever else he wanted to say through Bob, apparently, to us. So his widow, Bonnie, is going to be sharing for a few minutes here what happened the night before he died and the week before he died in his hospital room. And I believe it's profound, and we also have a handout that we're going to go through, and not go through the handout, but give you as I have the opportunity to share more after the baby dedication and kids go into Kingdom Land to follow up with that, because this moves rather quickly in trying to figure out what the numbers and the times and the seasons mean and all of that. But pay attention. Take some notes. Has anybody ever seen this before? It's called Bob Jones Encounter. It's the clock prophecy one. Okay. You seen it? Good. Get to see it again. It's awesome. So let's just watch this and see what God has to say about us in 2014 right now. Can we turn the lights off first before we start this? This is Bonnie Jones sharing what happened to Bob or in Bob's room.
I wanted to share something supernatural with you that happened prior to Bob's passing. happened two different times, once on the 6th of February and the other time on the 13th. And the video that you can watch was actually recorded on the 6th when my son was in the room. In the video, you'll see the clock on his hospital wall that the red second hand began to move forward quickly. The time was 11:55 p.m., so it was just 5 minutes before midnight. And the second hand began to move forward quickly, and then it came to rest at the 12. And then the minute hand began to advance forward. And of course, when the minute hand moved, so did the hour hand. And it moved very quickly, and that's when we started to film. We realized that the clock was moving in a fashion that it shouldn't have been. So we started to film it, and it advanced quickly until it came to 8 o'clock. And at 8 o'clock, it stopped for about 5 seconds. And then it advanced forward again quickly until midnight. And at midnight, it came to rest for about 5 seconds. Then the second hand jumped forward again about 5 seconds, and then it's like the clock reset itself, and then it was in the proper motion. So we were really amazed at what was happening, and we found out later that all the clocks in the hospital are set to what they call atomic time to record births and deaths and surgeries, what have you. All clocks are synchronized to the same time, so either all the clocks had to do this or not. And we found it was only Bob's clock. And actually, the man that handles security, we showed him the video. He didn't believe it till we showed it to him. He was just amazed that this could happen. So we knew it was a supernatural event. And what we felt in that, there's many things that we felt the Lord was saying in that. Time was being accelerated. The fact that it started at, that it took 5 minutes for all of this to happen, we felt there was grace. The time 11:55 refers to 11 being God stretching forth his hand a second time for the remnant, and that's out of Isaiah 11:11. And the 55 is great grace. The fact that the clock stopped at 8 o'clock, I believe, is a new beginning. The church is in a new day, a new beginning. It was a 12-hour period that the clock had advanced forward. And I feel that's God's government. This is his apostolic fivefold government that's been, I really believe it's in place now. It's been being released and revealed by the Holy Spirit of truth. Bob would always talk about Isaiah 35 being the highway of holiness, and I think that's what the Lord has prepared his people for. The 55, I said, is like a great grace. It's for the people that walk on that highway of holiness out of Isaiah 35. And Isaiah 55 are the conditions, because we need to listen and obey and declare the word of the Lord. So the fact that this happened twice, it was 2 weeks in a row, on the 6th of February, 6 representing the number of man, and on the 13th, which was the night Bob was passing, the 13th is a double portion. So I believe that God, there's just so many things we're probably still, you know, we'll learn more things from this that we experienced that night. But I just urge you to watch the video and know that this was a phenomenon that happened in the hospital on the 6th and 13th of February. Be blessed as you watch it.
Thank you. Yeah, so at 11:55, the clock started acting weird. Yeah.
Okay. The red second hand is steady and stuck on the number 12, which I believe indicates God's government. And the minute hand is advancing forward quickly. At about 20 till 8, I believe the minute hand begins to slow down as it approaches 8 o'clock, and then it stops at 8 o'clock. So I think there's been a short delay before the new day.
It's like I slept for 2 minutes.
It is, it's slowing down. It's new beginnings.
Maybe oh my God. The
8 is the new beginning.
Is this crazy?
Oh my gosh.
Oh my goodness.
It started again, but it did stop.
I think it goes into a new grace for the new beginning, the new day.
And we're all watching you. What time is it now? Is it midnight?
It's closer. It's probably about 11:59.
At 11:58 right now.
It literally stopped.
Come on.
That was pretty.
My guess now is that the next time it stops, I think it's going to tell us when the new beginning happens. That's my guess.
Yeah. Well, you know what they told me? 8 would be the month of August.
Oh,
8/20.
Well, 8, August 20th, he said, you know, that's an important date.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's also his
8/8, you know, is when he, his resurrection day.
Hmm.
You know? It's strange. You'll have to let us know when it's 12 o'clock. I'm going to see what time it is when it's 12 o'clock.
It's pretty close.
What time would it be with...
It's 11:59.
20, like...
It stopped at 12 o'clock. Like normal. It brought itself back around full circle. Now it's back on track.
I feel the fact that the clock stopped at exactly 12 o'clock and it hesitated before the second hand moved forward again. I believe that that's the apostolic fivefold ministry that has come into place. It has been established. But there's been a hesitation. Even though it's been in place, it's been like God has held it back. And now, with that second hand, the second hand sprung forward 5 seconds very rapidly. And then the clock reset and started moving at the proper time. I believe that God is, it's His grace that is moving forth the apostolic ministry now. And it's going to come very suddenly. Because of the harvest, we need that government in place for the harvest to come forth in the way that God had intended it. But thank you for watching this today, and you know, we really must discern the times. It's a time of acceleration. We need to be alert to what the Lord is saying, hear what He says, declare His word, and obey His commands. It's time for the harvest, and the harvest must come. We must be ready, because each one of us is a harvester. No matter where you are or what you're doing, you are a harvester, and you are part of the great harvest. So enjoy this time of acceleration and be blessed, and don't forget to watch the and subscribe to the YouTube channel.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Well, with that in mind, we would like to invite the families up here with our little guys and girls. And we need to discern the times, don't we? And we need to see that God is moving, God is doing things way above and beyond the natural for us. And He's giving us things like this to be able to look at and go, huh, do I believe that or do I reject that? Do I believe that God has a word for us? Do I believe that God is speaking? And what is he saying to me about my life, where I'm planted, what I'm doing in the ministry that I'm part of? And so just really want us to think about those things. With that in mind, we sent out a letter to some of our intercessors last night to stand in the gap, to declare and decree what God is saying and doing in this hour, specifically in the area of family and relationships, spiritual and natural family, so that we can continue to honor what God says, I want you to be able to carry, not as a burden, but carry as we get the mandates from heaven in intercession. And these little ones up here and their families, these little ones are going to be stepping into things that none of us have ever even dreamed about. And we want to, we want them to know, even though they can't really say but too much, we want them to know that we back them, that we believe God with them, we believe God for them in a sense right now, and we speak these things over their lives. So grandparents, you're welcome to stay and take pictures or come up and join, whatever you would like to do. We're very informal here with these little guys and girls. They've been very patient. And we're going to pass out, Pastor Bill and I have decrees for the parents to speak into their children and to also tell us as we go down the road here what the name of their child is and the significance of that and any special scripture verse that they were given from the Lord or that they pray over their child and whatever, you know, they want to share about that. So when we've done this in the past, we've had more than four babies at times, so it's been wild. So when we all speak in unison, it sounds kind of crazy and garbled, so just decided let's clean this up a bit where they can still speak these words out with the name of their child, but I'm going to speak it out for all of us in the microphone so that you can hear it, because it just sounds a little confusing. So that will be something that we can do for them. Or Pastor Bill, would you like to read this? Yeah, that would be good. And then you read along with him in your own way and put your own child's name in it, because it's your personal declaration. Amen? So we will do that. We'll start with...
We're going to share first about the name and the verse, and then we'll do the declaration, so it'll give you a chance to cheat sheet it, you know, and look over it a little bit.
Better not tempt him. Well, this is Everett J. Maxfield. And he likes everything electronic, so it runs the family. And his name, we chose his name before we even knew what it really meant. His first name, Everett, means strong as wild boar. And his middle name is the same as my middle name, which is the same as my dad's first name, and Jay, which means that the Lord will protect. So strong as wild boar, protector, Maxfield. And the verse that we have for him is Ephesians 6:10. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might.
Hello, and this is Noah John Liptak. And we picked Noah for a couple different reasons. The meaning of Noah is rest and comfort. But we were also, when we were praying about it, we were wanting something that just spoke of who he is as a person, as a man. And when we looked up who Noah was in Genesis 6:9, it says that Noah was a man of righteousness, blameless in his generation and faithful to God. And for me, Lauren says something to share, but for me, when I would be praying for Noah, the word twin kept coming up. It's like, twin? I know he's not a twin. He's one boy. But just twin and what was stirring in my heart at that moment was that Joseph and Noah would have a similar anointing of the kingly and priestly anointing, and that they would manifest that though in their own way and carry it out different in their life. And then when he was born on the same day as his brother, and I was in the recovery room after he was born, it was like, oh, that's what you meant, Lord, twin.
And then, you know, when we were praying about the name, I also felt something that's kind of strong in our heart is dealing with the abolition of sex trafficking, and just kind of felt like he would have an anointing and a voice in that. So recognizing that Noah was a person that provided shelter and safety to people. Amen.
And John after my dad.
This is Seth Thomas Larson, and Seth means appointed. And when we were naming Levi, we liked both the names Levi and Seth, and we were deciding between the two, and Troy said, I don't know, he just doesn't, you know, seem like a Seth or appointed. And then when we became pregnant with Seth, it was a little earlier than we were planning, so we were like, this is the appointed time for the appointed one. So, and then Thomas after his grandfather, Thomas Larson, and we also pick a animal that kind of represents each of our kids. And so for Seth, we picked a horse, which for us represents being a champion and victory, which leads us to our verse.
Which is in Joshua. All of chapter 1 is amazing, but I'll narrow it down to just a couple. Verses, you know, tomato, tomato. Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. That he is appointed for such a time as this, and that he has a strong destiny and call in his life. So we're excited about it.
All right. This is Gabriel Michael McRae. And he was born April 15th this year. He's got quite an amazing story of how he came into this world. And so his name, Gabriel, means God is my strength. And we just sort of came up with it a while ago, and Jamie sort of had the idea, and then it grew on me after a while. I was like, oh, yeah, that's an awesome name. It's a very, really strong name. And so, and just the meaning of it, you know, strength, that God is his strength. And then his middle name, Michael, is after my name. And Michael means who is like God. So God is my strength, who is like God. So it's pretty... pretty cool there, and
we do the scripture. The scripture that we chose for him, it popped up in my heart and it resonated in Mike's heart as well. Psalm 27:4, and I'm reading it in the Amplified version. It stuck out to me. One thing have I asked of the Lord, that will I seek, inquire for, and insistently require, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord in his presence all the days of my life, to behold and gaze upon the beauty, the sweet attractiveness, and the delightful loveliness of the Lord, and meditate, consider, and inquire in his temple. And so we chose that because I think out of that, as Gabriel seeks the Lord and stays in his presence, everything, he'll find the Lord's heart for the nations, for him, for worship, for his life, and others around him. And so that's the verse we chose for him.
Well, we want to declare and decree over these world changers, right? Do you see it in them? Do you see these strong names and all of these things in their future? So again, you would put the name of your child in the blank. Let's do it together. Father, in the name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Spirit, as the parents of, declare that he will be raised by us as you would desire and will follow the path that you have set forth for him. We praise and thank you for giving us the gift of and will trust you to enable us to model and demonstrate your godly, passionate love to him all the days of his life. Father, we commit to you that we will train up in the way he should go, and he will not depart from it, according to your word. We declare that he will intimately know you at a very young age, and the power of your resurrection, and the fellowship of your sufferings. Your grace is sufficient, and your strength is made perfect in weakness for life. We trust you, Lord, to fulfill all your promises for our child, and we thank you for pouring and developing your blessings and giftings into the life of. He will grow as a worship warrior for you, seeking and enjoying your presence above all else. We believe that our child will receive the fullness of his inheritance in Christ Jesus. We declare that we'll grow in wisdom, stature, and favor with God and man, and will wholeheartedly love and serve you, Lord, all the days of his life, increasing in every good work and perfect gift from you, the Father of lights. We declare that we'll be obedient and honoring, loving you, Lord, and all with all his heart, soul, mind, and strength, with the determination and powerful anointing of an end-time radical lover of you. He will live a supernatural life marked by holiness and purity, filled with compassion for the lost and hurting. We declare that we'll walk in the fullness of you, Holy Spirit, demonstrating your amazing love through signs, wonders, and miracles with a passionate, fiery love. He will carry your glory to the ends of the earth as you lead him. We declare that we'll live a long, healthy life with peace, joy, and righteousness in the Holy Ghost, fulfilling divine destiny and calling. We'll demonstrate our Father's love and carry the heart of Jesus all the days of his life. We thank you, Lord, for the privilege of raising and dedicate him to you, as well as publicly offer ourselves to you and those in this ministry for the furthering of your kingdom. We bless in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, applying your precious blood to his life. We love you, Lord, and declare that our household will serve you and you alone all the days of our lives. Amen. Amen.
You are witnesses of this. We want to lay hands on each of the little ones and just anoint them and their parents. And just say to you parents today, this is a very special day when we officially, if you will, dedicate them to the Lord. Even though you've done that, I'm sure, and we've done it privately with each one of you, even before the babies came into this side of the world. So this is really important because we're declaring and decreeing and standing together and saying, yes, we back you. Yes, this is a place where you can grow and be nurtured in your physical family and spiritual family, and that we're with you. And we want to stand with you during things that will be coming in the future. So we love that. We love the sense and the release of community here. For the families, the parents, the grandparents, and aunts and uncles, and anybody else who is here. And we also, as we go ahead and anoint the children, we're just going to lay hands on them, and we just invite you to join us and just extend your hands to them right now. And we're just going to lift them up and just trust that God's blessing is upon them right now in the name of Jesus. And we just thank God for little Everett now in the name of Jesus. I know you want to talk. Yeah. Yes, I'm going to finish. He said amen. So Lord, we just thank you for little Everett's life, and we thank you for Carl and Darlene and their family as well. And we just thank you, Lord, that your anointing rests upon him and that everything that was declared and decreed in the name of Jesus will follow him all the days of his life. We just thank you for what's to come. We thank you for what you've done. And we thank you for the divine destiny on his little life, for all the anointings, the giftings, and the calling that you have shall come to pass, and nothing shall thwart your perfect plan and will. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Yeah, amen. Oh, amen. And we have little Noah here and these precious parents as well. We just thank you, Lord, for their lives, and we thank you for little Noah. And Father, we just release the power of the Holy Ghost upon him this very young age. And Father, we are in agreement right now that every gift, calling, anointing on him that you have shall never be an hindrance at all, Father, and that your divine release from heaven is upon him now. We just thank you, Lord, that all that has been spoken out, thought about, prayed about shall completely flow easily and clearly, Lord, that he will have divine eyesight as Everett as well as a seer. I actually see all of these children. We've prayed already at home about this. All of these children are seers. We believe that they see in the spirit already, to whatever degree, I don't know. But there's a calling on their life for intercession and seeing and hearing what the Holy Spirit is saying in these last days as end time world changers and harvesters. And Noah, that's you as well as the rest of the babies. So we just thank you, Lord, for the power that rests upon him and in him now. In Jesus' name, let it be. And for the parents to be able to lead him and guide him in the fulfillment of this and the families represented here and who couldn't be here as well. In Jesus' name, amen. Where is he? Okay, he's walking already. We've been waiting for this day. Hey, Sethers. Hi, buddy. Yeah, Father, we just thank you for precious Seth and his life. And I'm going to pass this over to you.
Father, we thank you, Lord, for Seth's life. We know that you have a big plan for him, God, and you're the one that can bring him through to that plan, Father, that destiny that you have for him. Thank you, God. He's already manifesting who he is already. God, he's ready to go, Father, on your plan. We love him. We bless him as a church family. We bless this family as they continue to raise him, Father, to be the man of God that he is to be. Thank you, Jesus, for all you're doing in Seth and all the children in the Larson clan. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I know. You
did well.
Gabriel. Thank you for bringing so much joy as you have come into the world, joy to this family. Thank you, you're going to bring joy to the earth. You're just filled with joy, and you're bringing joy. We let that be your portion. We let that be part of what you do. Thank you for being a worship warrior. Thank you, God, for what you're going to do, Lord, to bring all of this to pass, all the big names and everything else in this little guy. He's going to be a mighty man as he grows up. He's going to enjoy the body of Christ. He's going to take his part. He is going to be released and release all that he has within him that you put in him, Holy Spirit. Thank you, God, for these parents and grandparents and relatives, Father, that are so happy to raise this one. Yes, yes. In Jesus' name, you are blessed. Reach your fullness. Reach your fullness.
I think they all want to take the microphone, and we just want to give a big round of thank you, Jesus, for the lives of the babies and the parents and the families. Lord, we just give you glory for what you've done today. We thank you, Lord, that you don't take this lightly. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that you're on top of this and you're looking down from Heaven Father and saying, yes, I am pleased. I have done this and they are cooperating with my plan. So Lord, we just bless and thank you for their lives and the family's lives. In Jesus' name, let it be. Full dedication unto you and unto the household in fullness for healing, deliverance, and an outpouring of supernatural living for every member of the household, the family of God. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. And some of these people will be up again with a little one coming soon, at least. And we have some others who are coming up. Let's see, is it just Rachel? A couple of them. Yes, I said couple. And there's some other people out. So we do have some girls next time for the next round that we know about.
Just before we head on to the next thing, I also want to have the Summers, the JKs, if Carl and Darlene can join us. We want to honor and bless Pastor Bill and MP today. October is always Pastor Appreciation Month, and we're always so busy with Relentless Pursuit that we kick off November as Pastor Appreciation Month. So just... we're going to have the board pray for them and bless them, and you're welcome to... Thank you, ma'am. stretch your arms out and join us in blessing them. If I can have Nikki, you guys, we can just surround them. And I'm going to have Andy and Nikki pray for them, bless them. The mayor... both of you marathon runners.
It's coming. Yeah, do we? Oil? I might have. Oh. There it is. All right, if you guys could all stretch out your hands to our beloved pastors. Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Father, for these two. Lord, these two mamas and papas in the house, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we honor them, we bless them. Lord, we thank you, Father, for who they are in the Spirit, Lord, the weight that they carry. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you, Lord, that you are waving them in the earth. Lord, you're waving them, Lord, like a flag, like a banner, demonstrating your faithfulness, demonstrating your character, your heart, your love. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we bless. Hey, Lord, all that their hearts desires, Father, in this next season. Lord, that it will be a season, Father, of increase. Lord, increase, Lord, an influence in the nations and, Lord, here locally. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Father, for the gift that they are, Father, to us. And, Lord, we bless them. We honor them. Lord, we honor, Lord, the vision that you've placed in their hearts, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, that which you've deposited in them from your heart, from your perspective, Lord, to build and establish your kingdom. Lord, I thank you, Father, for these two, Lord, with shovels, Father, in their hands, Father, with picks in their hands, Father, to break open the ground, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we honor them for the trailblazers that they are in the Spirit. Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that wherever their foot treads, Lord, you give that ground to them, Lord, as land that they possess, Lord, not for themselves, but, Lord, for your kingdom and, Father, for your advancement. And, Lord, I thank you and I bless you, Father, for our humble spiritual parents, Father, that have laid down their lives and said yes to you and, Father, have paid a price, Father, and, Lord, have imparted to us things that we couldn't even have received ourselves because they bought it, they paid the price for it, and, Lord, they've given it to us freely. And, Lord, freely as they've given, Lord, I pray that they would freely receive. And, Father, even though what they've sown in tears, Father, that they'll come, Father, rejoicing, Father, with sheaves, Father, with harvest. In the name of Jesus, with joy and much rejoicing, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Father, for them. We thank you, Lord, that there will be no physical ailments, Father, in the name of Jesus, no physical weariness, Lord, that will wear them down in the name of Jesus. Hey, 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 hey. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. We praise you, Father, that you are for them. Lord, you're not against them. And Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you that they're advancing, 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 Father. And we together, Father, as a spiritual family here, Lord, we come together and we say yes to the vision that the Lord is placing in your heart. We say yes to the vision that the Lord is placing in your hearts. Hey, hey, because that vision is from Jesus. Ha, 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 ha. Oh, holy. That Pastor Dan prophesied over this ministry that it would go to the four corners of the earth, and it's being fulfilled. It's being done. It's being established. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you that you are faithful to watch over the prophetic words that have been spoken over these individuals. You're faithful to watch over them and perform them. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we bless them. We bless them. Lord, we bless them.
Yes, Lord. I agree with everything that Andy prayed out, Lord. I just thank you, Lord, for Pastor Bill and Pastor Mary Pat, Lord, and what they've been to my life, Lord God, and all that they've sown into me, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, for just the richness, Lord, that flows. And I'm seeing, like, oil wells and just spurting oil everywhere. It's like you've hit the jackpot. So I just thank you, Lord, for that richness, Lord, of you in them, Lord, that they just spurt out, Lord, and it just covers us, Lord God, and it sticks, Lord. I thank you for that, and I thank you for their hearts, Lord, to just give and give and give. And I know, Lord, that you're just taking care of them every step of the way, Lord, that the dreams and the visions and the promises that they have, Lord, that you are all over those, Lord, and those are going to be coming in faster and faster, just like that clock we saw this morning, Lord. Yes. Just time is speeding up, and, yes, Lord, those things that you've called them too, and the dreams that you've given them, Lord, are just going to be happening like that, Lord God. And I just thank you for that, Lord. Lord, and we just bless them, Lord. We just bless them. There really aren't enough words, Lord God, for us to show, Lord, just our appreciation for all that they are to us, Lord. And so we just pour our hearts, Lord, and our love towards them, Lord God, and just lift them up, Lord God, today, and just we just appreciate you, and we love you very much. Hallelujah.
And everyone says, well, we love you guys, and those of you who have little somethings to share with them, feel free to do that after service. Or yes, I believe Kingdom Kits are released. You can leave cards up here in the front row if you have them, or you can hand it to them directly after service, whatever you have for them, if you were able to bring something. If not, feel free to bless them at any time. God bless you, and Kingdom Kids, you are released.
Thank you all. God, thanks, everybody. Why? I told Cynthia, I you think after all these years I would be on top of this, and I just, this doesn't even come into my mind. I completely forgot that they do this something each year. Didn't even cross my mind. So thank you for surprising us and blessing us so much. The best is yet to come, amen? This is a time of acceleration. And we've had just finished Relentless Pursuit. And the words that were given there were astounding, what God's planning on doing in this year, 2014 and 15 and beyond. So get ready, fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be wild. It's a wild ride. And so we will have CDs and DVDs that will be coming out sometime. I don't know when. But I encourage you, if you weren't able to attend, that you would get these. And even if you were able to attend, to get these. and just ingest what God is saying. The last 3 years we've had this, been trying to keep up with going back and listening to the things that God is releasing for this region, for the world, for us as well. And oh my goodness, it's amazing how smart he is. Things just build. And this touches you whether you attend here or not. So I really encourage you to do that. I think we're releasing children, right? We already did that to Kingdom Land. Is there a video for announcements or something? Alrighty then. So let's watch that. Turn the lights off for that too, please. Thank you.
Amazing opportunities that you don't want to miss. And this is an exciting week because tonight, starting at 5 o'clock, we have our 100 hours of prayer and worship that goes until Thursday. And every night at 7 o'clock, we'll have live worship. So all evening outreaches are canceled this week so that people can come here and worship. And starting today is our 21-day fast, and it's going on until the 22nd of this month. So however the Lord leads you in fasting, whether you want to do 1 day, 2 days, 10 days, the whole time, whatever's in your heart, just go for it. And this Tuesday at 2:30, we have an outreach at Jackson High School called Impact, where we have worship, we get into the Word, and we just minister to the high schoolers there. And this Thursday, we have The Edge at Stark State Campus at 1:30. This is a great way just to see the life and love of Jesus come and touch the hearts of the students there. And this Friday, we have the First Friday Outreach in downtown Canton, where we have a team go out and prophetically minister to the people on the streets. And it's amazing to see lives so impacted and touched by the love of Jesus. If this is your first time here or you've never filled out a contact card, please grab the yellow card from the backs of the seats in front of you and put it in the offering box. Thank you.
And mark your calendar for these events. On November 9th, Ben Atkinson from the Cincinnati House of Prayer will be joining us as a guest speaker. We have our next all-night Watch of the Lord, Friday, November 14th, from 9 p.m. to 5 a.m. Saturday, December 6th, is our annual Gift of Christmas outreach to those in need in our community. We take them Christmas shopping and bring them back to the church for an evening program and sit-down dinner. It's such a blessing to be a part of. We'd love to have you help us.
Sunday, December 7th, we'll have Pastor Jose Novella coming in and speaking at our Sunday morning service. On Saturday, November 15th, we're having a Fall Family Fun Day. We invite you and your family and friends to join us for a time of family, fun, food, and enjoying each other's company. It's from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m., and the location will soon be announced.
On December 21st, during our Sunday morning service, our Kingdom Kids will be putting on a special Christmas program. We hope that your kids can be a part of it.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Ooh. Let me do a good job on that. Thanks, guys. Appreciate that. Every week you're doing that. Just helps us keep in the loop. So tonight we do start the 100 hours of prayer and worship and encourage you to come out. So this is going to be a great week. Thank you. If I can have somebody pass these out, this is not school, but this is just something you can take home with you. We want to refer to it. This is the follow-up, really, to the video. Yeah, that would be good. Just really was moved by a lot of things lately. Been watching videos and spending time with the Lord and in the Word. Just saying, God, what is going on? What's happening right now? What's on your heart in this hour? And with this being a place of intercession and prayer, place of mobilization, oh, just really want to encourage you to listen wholeheartedly with your heart, as you always do today, just kind of digesting all the things that have happened so far. I believe the Lord is very intentional in how he sets us all up to be able to step into the next part for our lives. He's very, very gracious. God is very faithful, as we all know, and we would all say that. He's very long-suffering. He's very kind, and he's also extremely intentional and very serious in this hour. And so we sent out an email to a few, those who are meeting for prayer in different places and such, and different intercessors here in the body. And we said we are very joyful, but extremely serious and sober-minded in a good way, just saying, okay, this is the time to continue to enjoy heaven coming to earth and walking in our blessings, walking in the fullness of what God has for us. But along with that, in that, to that end, the Lord is saying, there's a path that I want you to stay on. It is the narrow road. And Bonnie Jones referred to that in a sense by talking about the obedience and talking about, thank you, Josh, talking about the, and Justin, thank you. Thank you. And talking about what would be the requirement for us to be able to walk out these days that are coming ahead. I know that the Lord, I think I'd mentioned to you a couple of months or a month ago or so, and I said that he's really putting it on my heart to get into, again, the book of Revelation from a place of great joy and great soberness, if you will, to be able to walk out what he has revealed, what he is revealing more and more in these last days, because we can just watch the news and see that things are crazy and things are just kind of whacking out, it looks like. But God says, I want you to understand what Revelation is all about. I want you to understand my book. I want you to understand my words, because the book of Revelation is about me. I am wanting you to see that this is about me. It was about me in Genesis all the way through Revelation, and it's not something to just dismiss. We've never done that here, but the Lord is putting that on my heart for us to just step into that, whether it's part of FTC or a special night separately, I'm not quite sure, but that's coming up soon, so that we can go into what he is saying, not just from an end time perspective of what are the current events looking like or what are the future events going to look like and what part do I play, but even beyond that, Lord Jesus Christ, you're coming soon, and what I would like to offer to you is that he has a place for us and a way and a path for us to be able to walk on in the season that we are in, believing that, come Lord Jesus, Maranatha, that the bride is making herself ready and that Jesus is coming soon. And we've been saying that since the beginning of the time after Jesus' resurrection. We weren't there, but that is the beginning of the last days. But the Lord also says, you will understand the times, you will understand the seasons. You may not know the day and the hour, but you can understand what I am saying and doing in this hour and then bring things to pass. So there have been many prophetic words about the billion soul harvest that's coming up. Bob Jones has heard that from Jesus, many others. We can see it in Scripture, but we can also hear it from those who are marked as a strong prophetic voice directly from the Lord to us. And then the Holy Spirit resonates inside of us and brings that into a place of going, yeah, that's right. I'm in agreement. And so the Lord is just upping the ante, as I said before, and he's raising, it's opening the eyes, and he's wanting us to see that the way we used to do is different. The way that we used to do family, kingdom, and all of those things needs to come in line and be in alignment with what he's saying in this season, so that if Jesus does tarry and our little ones are going to be part of the abolition of human trafficking, slavery, or whatever it would be, however God wants to do that for any of them, that if we are still around, and many of us, if not all of us, will be there at that time, God is saying, I want you to walk the road that I have for you. And so this is a time to say, yes, Lord, let me check that with you right now, so that we are walking as fearlessly as possible, so that when we are encountering that which is fear-based, fear-related, be it in brothers and sisters in Christ, be it our family members, be it in society just around here in Jackson Township or Cleveland or Akron, be it on the mission field that we are perhaps going to be on in other countries, or any type of infiltration even into our world that will cause a paradigm shift for us to be able to say, wait a minute, this is a wake-up call for me right now. This is a wake-up time. I need to stop. I need to reassess. I need to stop and think. Carl's putting on our website, I think today, a video. I encourage you to go to our website on the homepage and watch this video. We played it at Relentless Pursuit, And it's about the acquisition of land on the sea in Mozambique that God gave us. And it's not just another mission land video. You know, this is exciting, which every video I think is exciting because God's behind it and in it. But I really encourage you to go there because there's a guy that Andy picked when he was putting this video together that has stop and think on his pant leg. And Andy honed in on that as this man was marking the territory for this land on the sea and for the future and what God wants to do with that. But it was just a reminder to us to stop, and that this would be a message today for us to stop and hit reset and say, wait, whoa, I'm ready, God. Okay, what are you saying? What are you doing right now? I want to change, and I want to come into alignment with what you're saying right now. And I, even if I don't understand exactly what that is, I want to posture myself so that I will. That's where I want to be. And if I've been on slow mode, if I've been plodding along, the Lord says, that's been swell, but we're in a new day. Thus, the video that we saw, God is saying, I'm doing something, and I really want you to understand this. So this handout here is helpful, I think, because it talks about acceleration. Just want to draw our attention to some of the things here, and of course you can read this on your own. But let's look at Matthew 16, 2 through 4 together, and I am going to read some of these things out loud for those who are not here, who are traveling or whatever, and would be able to then listen to that later. But in Matthew 16, 2 through 4, the word reads, "He answered and said to them, 'When it is evening, you say, it will be fair weather, for the sky is red. And in the morning, it will be foul weather today, for the sky is red and threatening. Hypocrites, you know how to discern the face of the sky, but you cannot discern the signs of the times.'" Father, we just declare today as a family, your family right here, that we posture ourselves to be able to discern the times, that you would increase the spirit of discernment for each one of us right now. And Lord, that you would eradicate any fears that would keep us from moving quickly into the places that you have, that we would be able to say yes to the accelerating process that you have for us, and that we wouldn't be afraid that something would happen or that we wouldn't be able to fulfill our destiny. This is our destiny, O God, to cooperate with what heaven is saying right now. And we are determined, O God, to be faithful to your word, obedient to your word, that we would be able to walk that highway of holiness and we would understand what the conditions are to do that properly. So thank you, Lord, for revealing that to us today in a deeper measure in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Again, if you look at the first paragraph, and I think we might be able to post this, Carl, can't we, at the website this as well, along with the video? Can we do that? Okay. Carl has all the answers. He always says yes and figures it out. I don't know how he does it. But anyway, there's a repeat here, and I'm not going to go through that, of what happened at 11:55, what happened at 8 o'clock. You saw it. You can watch it again. And I think on the back, no, it didn't come up. But you can always go to their website and click on it and watch it again and think on those things. Stop and think about some of the prophetic utterances, some of the prophetic assimilation, and the conclusions that were drawn. I don't know if you're not too familiar with Bonnie and Bob Jones. You might say, well, it's just somebody, you know, doing a hoax or whatever. But these people are very tried and true and extremely credible people who have been highly lifted up and honored in the body of Christ for decades. And again, Bob is home with the Lord right now, and Bonnie is here to be his mouthpiece as well. So I just encourage you to do that. This is not the first time that we've talked about Bob Jones in here, but I'm just doing this for those who might be visiting. If we skip down to the bottom of that page, it says, "I believe that God was showing us a demonstration of spiritual things being accelerated in the body of Christ, and that there was grace before the new day," meaning the 11:55. Let's just flip over on the back. The quote here is Isaiah 11:11a, and 11 is the number for alignment, as we all know. "It shall come to pass in that day that the Lord shall set his hand again the second time to recover the remnant of his people who are left." And I, as I'm going through and again looking at the numbers here and what they represent, what they can represent from the scriptures, I just really believe that the Lord would have us move down to the highway of holiness, the last couple of paragraphs. I would like to talk about that right now and just offer some thoughts for us to consider as we as we wind up a beautiful morning together to really see what the scripture is saying about a highway of holiness and what that looks like. People who don't understand what true holiness is can easily, maybe unknowingly, pervert that and say, well, what is this holiness stuff, this holier-than-thou stuff? Come on, I just want it. It's holy. Come on. Let's just be free. We are God's favorite. We can do anything we want. And the Lord says, you know, there is great freedom in the body of Christ, but not all things are profitable. They are free for us to take part in if we want, but not everything is profitable, moving us into the place where, as friends of God, we're going to be able to hear what he's saying. Have you ever been in a place where you're talking with someone, you hear their words, but you just know that you know that you know that they don't have the revelation that you have, and you can't take credit for it because revelation is the Lord, and God gives you revelation about persons, places, things, events, all kinds of things. God is saying the spirit of revelation, the Holy Spirit, is wanting to come upon us, speak through us, and say, this is really what's going on. This is really what is happening when these words are coming out of someone's mouth, when the actions are thus and so. And so sometimes when we don't want to step into judging another person, which is a great thing, Jesus is the judge, not us, Father, but God says for the area of discerning of spirits, we do need in these last days to be extremely wise because things are happening. They're really moving. And God is saying the body of Christ needs to be linked together, can't be fighting each other, no division in the camp, no division in family, spiritual or natural. God is saying, come together somehow, even with your differences. How do we do that? Well, the Lord is very specific. He wants us to be growing up and be connected in the family, the spiritual family that he has for us. He doesn't want us to be lone rangers. He doesn't want us to be floating around. He wants us to serve. If you want to hear a really good message that will knock your socks, it's Saturday morning that Pastor Jose was here for Relentless Pursuit, and he was on fire, completely possessed, overwhelmingly encountering the Holy Spirit, if you will, not possessed by demons, but just taken over completely. And he was speaking about that and what it means to be obedient and serving, not just saying, give me the glory, God. Oh, I feel your presence. And then we go out life as usual. God is saying there's these two areas of the freedom of the Holy Spirit, and work together with what he is saying we need to do to link arms to see this come to pass. And it's very interesting. On the highway to holiness that we decide to step into with the conditions we're going to look at, God is extremely explicit about some of the things that can be dangerous for us. He doesn't want us we are free to do these things if we want. You know, we think we are. But the Holy Spirit inside of us, the more sensitive we become to his voice, the more we will just step away from things that he would not say, what a great idea. This is from heaven, and this is what I have ordained for now. Even when it looks fun, even if we're laughing, even if we're smiling, that's not what we're talking about. And we're not talking about rigidity where we can't move. So how do you find the balance? We need to live in tandem with the Holy Spirit. We really need to call things that are Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, and things that are not, that we would know the difference. And that's where he's taking us in this season, to grow up hearing his voice and that we move very carefully with him. It's very important. I know, I'm sure we're all in agreement here that we all want to hear his voice. Amen? And we want to do what he wants us to do. Amen? But sometimes we're with others who maybe will hear and march to the beat of a different drum, still good world-changing thinking, world-changing people, but not necessarily walking the highway of holiness. And God is saying this is really extremely important, and we're going to look at that in the scripture. He said, or Bonnie said in this handout, too many have partaken of the fruit of the world and walked in its ways. Okay? Our soul is easily swayed by all the distractions of this fast-paced world, yet our spirit should be the reigning authority in our life. If our spirit is really submitted, I'm adding really, to the Holy Spirit, we will make choices according to Father's will and stay on his highway. Many have been chewing on the wrong food and digesting the poison that the wrong food has to offer. As the body of believers walk with the Lord on the highway of holiness, surrendered in obedience to him, their toxins are flushed out of the soul. I love this. And only their redeemed spirit remains. And that's the goal. Pastor Jose and others for Relentless Pursuit were talking about dying and being dead, really being dead, and not fainting. He says, when we faint, oh, yes, I am fainting, we can still open an eye and we still have that connection. But when we're really dead spiritually, not spiritually dead, you know, I'm talking about being dead to ourself. It's not just emptying ourself. It's being dead to ourself. There's a difference. There's a difference. So being dead is staying dead is what God is saying for us to contend for. Lord, I just want to die. And he's going to say, great, let me give you many opportunities in your family to see that being tested. Let me give you opportunities for that to be worked out. And it will be more than likely in relationships, you know, be it family, friends, workplaces, because that's where the rubber meets the road. And that's where, you know, God is saying, listen, I'm going to speak. Can you imagine a couple, husband and wife, who are in covenant together, and they become one, when they really move in tandem with the Holy Spirit together, oh my gosh, spiritual dynamos. And the kids are just, they have that inheritance coming. And so it's very, very important. If that's not you, or you don't have that, or you're looking forward to that, God says, I am speaking to you as well. So just keep that tethered communication with me. I'm just saying that in the larger scheme of things, wouldn't it be great that we could contend for that within our families, within our marriages particularly? The enemy would love to hit our marriages, would love to hit our families, spiritual and natural, any way that he can to weaken us. Because God is saying, I'm looking for watchmen, watchwomen on the walls. I'm looking for those who will stand in the gap. I'm looking for the repairers of the breach. I am looking for those who will say, that's you, God, count me in. Myself, I'm putting back here. It's you and everything else, including my family, spills out of that. It's not God first, family next. In reality, it is, but sometimes it's really family first, and Holy Spirit is somewhere in that. And God is saying, let's get our priorities right as we die to ourselves, that it's Holy Spirit no matter what. And sometimes he may ask us or give us opportunities to do things that are uncomfortable because people wouldn't understand. But when we're obedient to that voice and we know it's him, then good things will spill out of those times. So we put that out there, not as I am pro-family, completely. And family is right up there. Holy Spirit first. And so if we have husbands and wives who are Holy Spirit first, things will start to change and shift beyond that. So just a little plug there for families to consider. What does Holy Spirit really have to say and do? And many times when we move that direction, the Lord will say, you see, I'm doing this because of alignment. If you are in alignment, then you'll be, you know, stronger protectors for your family. Stronger, able to hear the voice of the Lord to make decisions that are wise. Wise, meaning the best. Not just, oh, yeah, it's a good idea. Yeah, why not? No, no, no. Wisdom transcends. Well, yeah, what a good idea. The wisdom of God is different from the wisdom of the world. And so God is really speaking to us about that in these last days, to be able to partake in what he's doing in the time of acceleration. So, in short, all roads lead to the same place, although some take detours, and this is interesting, and never return to the straight and narrow way. That's interesting, and I've seen that happen. Maybe that's happened in your own life, and you're saying, God, I don't want to take a detour. I want to return to the straight and the narrow way. There is a narrow path, and there is a straight path, even with my differences with someone else, even with my personality. For me and my marriage with my best friend, we're very different humans. I think those of you who know us know that's very true. Very different people, but we work at moving, and it's a good word, work towards Holy Spirit, what are you really saying and doing? And I need to die. Whether I feel he's dying in a certain area or not makes no difference. It's God, what are you saying to me so that I can be a woman of courage, a woman of strength, a woman of power, a woman of resistance and resilience? I want to become that message that you have for all of us. I want to hear your words. I want to be one who will walk in the fullness of the anointing that you will give to me. And as I contend for that, and I pray for my husband, he will do the same for me, and then we grow together in wisdom and stature and favor with God and man. And that kills fear, let me tell you. Yeah. Amen. I woke up this morning, and I had a kind of a rough dream, and I walked downstairs, and I, you know, my husband greeted me, And he just put his arms around me and just started declaring and decreeing something really positive over my life. And I just started to cry because that pain from not just a dream, but something else that had been going on and such was in there. And it was like, oh, gosh. And as he held me and as he decreed these things over my life, oh, it just lifted, just like that. Like, wow, I'm so blessed. You see? So we want to bless one another and contend for these strengthening times, you know, in our marriages and relationships, and settle for God's best. Amen? Some are all about self, and some are all about the I am. You know, these are not new thoughts. This is just a time for us to go deeper in what those thoughts are actually speaking to each one of us. Take the road less traveled and arrive on time in the arms of Jesus. That's interesting. Take the road less traveled. Please watch the video, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then she says, it's an extraordinary prophecy. We need to take heed and understand the time is now for the harvest. It's been accelerated, and we must be able to discern the signs of the times. Don't let the distractions of this world keep you from walking with him in the eternal realm. Step into the harvest field of hope and follow him. Only he can make you a fisher of all mankind. Follow the road less traveled and bear witness to the anointing. That is probably, for me personally, one of the most important sentences on there. The very last one. Follow the road less traveled and bear witness to the anointing. In other words, the anointing will flow. The anointing will come. The anointing will increase as we are preparing ourselves more and more and determined and intentional about walking that narrow road and what that looks like. Amen? So let's go to Isaiah 35 briefly. This is not new to this house, but this is what the Lord, I believe, said to concentrate on. If you want to put that up, guys, I didn't mention that to you. So if you have it in the NASB, that would be awesome. Then people can look at that. And then we're going to see what the Lord says. Isaiah 35. Amen. I love this. Okay. This is a picture of the kingdom in Isaiah 35. If I'm going to highlight a few verses here. Just watch or read along with me if you would. And whatever it is that you say, yeah, come into agreement with, I'm believing that the Holy Spirit is going to just penetrate you in a new way. Obviously, whenever we agree with the Word, the Holy Spirit's involved. But when we wholeheartedly say, yes, that is what you're saying to me. You're speaking to me, Holy Spirit. It's just not words I'm hearing from the front. You're speaking to me right now. You're encouraging me. You're strengthening me. You're edifying me. You're building me up. I want to run that race quickly. I don't want to be lagging behind. You know, I don't care if we're 20 or we're 60 or 70. It doesn't matter. The Lord is saying, I will take you where you are, and I will increase you quickly, and I will do it supernaturally. Sometimes we think we have to do it. But the Lord is saying, I will do it by my Spirit. And when we go into the Word like this, the Word comes alive inside of us, and we partner with that acceleration that he's releasing to the world today. So Isaiah 35, thank you. Let's look at verse 3. Encourage the exhausted, strengthen the feeble, say to those with anxious heart, take courage, fear not, behold, your God will come with vengeance. The recompense of God will come, but he will serve you. Verse 5, then the eyes of the blind will be opened, and the ears of the deaf will be unstopped. Then the lame will leap like a deer. Are we saying, yes, Lord, that is who I am. That is what I want to see. There's an increase in the supernatural on my life. Oh, yes, Lord, no matter what I've thought before, it's changing today. That the anointing for that is increasing in me right now to be able to be a blessing in the body of Christ, in my family, in my church. And I'm going to do this, God, more and more because you're going to back me up. There's an acceleration now. And the Lord says, I will back up those who are crazy enough to say, I will be radical for you, which is really normal Christianity. And the Lord says, even with our fears of I can't do this, we're going to step out, boom, and we're going to see the results because when we partner with what the Word says, we are going to see the results. He says so. And we have an acceleration, whether we've been to a school of ministry or not. God's saying, if we will partner with this, my anointing is strong enough to take you where you've not gone before, whether it's at the supermarket, whether it's at the hospital, wherever it is. God says, no more playing games. Whoa, that's not for me. Wow, that's good, God. Then the lame will leap like a deer, verse 6, and the tongue of the mute will shout for joy, for waters will break forth in the wilderness and streams in the Arabah. The scorched land will become a pool, and the thirsty ground springs of water. In the haunt of jackals, its resting place. Cross becomes needs and rushes. Verse 8 is very important here. A highway will be there, a roadway, and it will be called the highway of holiness. Very quietly to the Lord, you can say to him, Holy Spirit, I am going to be on, if I'm not now, and I will stay on the highway of holiness, and you will see to it that that is my portion, because you say it can be mine, and it's in the word, so I grab it. It belongs to me, and I will understand it. I will put aside things that do not fit into what you determine that to be, and it may be changes for me in my life. It's like, yeah, thank you, God. The unclean will not travel on it. We don't want to partner with anything that's unclean. We don't want to just say, God, I'm sorry, that was really not a good idea. Things that the world is saying are good ideas may not be what he's saying. For the end time warriors, the rabble rousers, the ones who are the harvesters, who are going to see the greatest fruit, who will be the ones who will influence those who are looking to them. God is saying it's time for the influencers to arise. Shika. But it will be to him who walks. The unclean will not travel on it, but it will be for him who walks that way. And fools will not wander on it. Lord, I am not a fool. Lord, I will not be a fool. Lord, if I've been a fool, forgive me. Oh God, I don't want to be a fool. I don't want to be foolish in this season. I want to grab on to everything that you have for me and my family. And I'm willing to change. I'm willing to turn. And I'm willing to step out in boldness and love and joy. That's what I want to do, oh God. Whatever it is you need to do, you do it, because you're God and I'm not. But that's what I hold fast to in verse 8. No lion will be there, nor will any vicious beast go up on it. These will not be found there, but the redeemed of the Lord will walk there. Ooh. And verse 10 to finish it. And the ransomed of the Lord will return and come with joyful shouting to Zion with everlasting joy upon their heads. They will find gladness and love, and sorrow and sighing will flee away. So I thank you, Lord, that in these last days, you're looking for those who are continuously believing that you are relentlessly pursuing them. And you are believing, oh God, that this is a new season that we're entering into, God, in 2014. And that the prophetic mandate on our personal lives shall be opened up as a new well that spring forth today. That there's a newness upon us now. That our no will be a yes. And our maybe will be a yes. That the hesitation in us will stop right now in the name of Jesus, and they will be free flowing because the yes will be able to get through. Okay. Oh, Isaiah 55. Let's look at that. Those are some of the conditions for these great promises to come to pass. Yeah, God, you're so good. Let's put that up there if we can, and we're just going to read through it, declare, decree, and have fun with this and go, yeah, that's me, God. Yoo-hoo. Ho, I love it. Ho, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. And you who have no money, come, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without cost. Supernatural living belongs to us. Why do you spend money for what is not bread, and your wages for what does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me and eat what is good. Oh God, thank you that I am a person who will not live in lack. I thank you, God, that this place for me in the Spirit is carved out by you, and I will understand what you mean, and that you will remove all lack from me, and it will not be a head knowledge. It'll be a heart change that takes place now. Hey, because of the anointing. Shikaraba. Verse 3, incline your ear and come to me. Listen that you may live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you. God, I am determined that I am presence-oriented. I am determined that I will take you so seriously in this hour. Lord, that the joy set before you, for that joy you endured the cross. And I thank you, Lord, that your presence is a place of peace and righteousness and joy. And I thank you, Lord, that you're changing my life so that I'm not so busy. Rababashiki. Yeah, it's a good word. Okay. According to the faithful mercy shown to David. Father, we incline, let me back it up, verse 3, incline. Lord, we incline our ears and we come to you. We listen, that you may live, that we may live. Thank you, God. Verse 4, behold, I have made him a witness to the peoples, a leader and commander for the peoples. Behold, you will call a nation you do not know. Father, we just call it out in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Father, I thank you that this is a place of world changers that will go to the four corners of the earth. We thank you, Lord, that we are upholding what you're releasing in this hour. Hey, thank you, God, that you are, I just see presence just being given and released over people in this place with strings up into the heavens. Just presence. Just grab whatever it is for you. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. This is a place that honors your nations, God. Thank you, Jesus. And a nation which knows you not will run to you because of the Lord your God, even the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified you. Verse 6, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Thank you, Lord. And the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return to the Lord, and he will have compassion on him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Just really right there, I believe the Lord is saying that he's releasing the spirit of repentance in a new way to usher in these last days, the end time harvest, and the acceleration that the Spirit of God coming from heaven to earth now, hey, invading our region in the ways that we've been praying and fasting and contending for, will also be coupled with a wave of huge repentance in the body of Christ, which is cleansing for anything that does not match up with his heavenly perspective. So I just encourage you to say yes to the Lord in that area. Lord, I need to understand what it means to fully release and receive your repentance, your cleansing and refreshing. Hey, so that my mind is changed, so that my mind is renewed each day. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. These are great conditions, aren't they? Oh, I love it. Just right here in the Word. We don't need a CD. It's good. Thank you, God. I love CDs. I'm okay with that. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher. I read that. Verse 10. Okay. For as the rain and snow come down from heaven and do not return there without watering the earth and making it bear and sprout and furnishing seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so will my word be which goes forth from my mouth. It will not return to me empty or void. If you believe that and you've been standing and contending, if you believe that promise, just say, yes, God, it shall not return void. Even if it's hard, even if it's difficult, even if it's for a long time. God, your word says it, so I hold on to it. I am not going to be kept from things that are good for me because I'm afraid of another person or I don't want to look small because they're rising. I am not going to let jealousy keep me from the destiny that you have for me. Jealousy, where we're looking at other people or ourselves, will keep us more self-focused and centralized. And the Lord is saying, step out and do what you haven't done before. Whatever that looks like, don't let fear hold you and really believe that God's going to bring it to pass. Wow. Shay, without accomplishing what I desire and without succeeding in the matter for which I sent it. I believe I'm hearing the Lord is saying that this is a company of prophets, a very prophetic place, and the Lord is saying that to decree that over yourself, that the prophetic destiny for you and your family on your life has been hindered and has been smashed for some people, I believe this word is. And the Lord says, stir it up and say, Lord, I'm changing things up, and I'm going to hold fast to what you've released from heaven, and I'm going to recall, and I'm going to receive the revelation that you've given me before. whether it was yesterday, 10 years ago, or whatever it was. So God, thank you for that word. Stir it up inside of each one of us to bring us into remembrance of who the great and mighty God is, you, who has already released us into so many realms of revelation. Hey, for healing and deliverance, provision for supernatural living. God says, go back and get it. It's been taken. Shay, we call it back. We call it forth. We call in a stirring right now in the name of Jesus that this line is being drawn in the sand, that we are here, God, saying, yes, what I have felt, experienced, and even had a taste of before has been pushed aside. And now I pull it back and I say, now we build from here. In the name of Jesus, call it over yourself in agreement. So, oh, wow. Thank you, God. Verse 12, we're going to finish up with verse 12 and 13, I think. For you will go out with joy, hey, and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills will break forth into shouts of joy before you. And the trees of the field will clap their hands, hey. Instead of the thorn bush, the cypress will come up. And instead of the nettle, the myrtle will come up. And it will be a memorial to the Lord for an everlasting sign which will not be cut off. So we're believing that this everlasting sign that the Lord is establishing is saying, this is a memorial to me. So Lord, we thank you for the testimony. We thank you for doing it again. But we thank you for the God of the testimony that we will stand in the recovering of that which God has already released from before the foundations of the world for us to discover that he has given to us. Hey! Shikarababase. I had a vision of Joseph Liptak about the size that he is now. And he was a baby. And he was laying right here on the front row. And I was thinking about this yesterday, and it's coming to my mind. And he was standing, and he was prophesying. He was holding a microphone. He was prophesying. Because that's who he is. So I call that forth in you, Joseph Liptak, right now in the name of Jesus. I call that anointing to increase. I call that anointing to come forth. I call forth that prophetic mantle on you to be stirred up, to be established, that we will see it, we will hear it, and we will rejoice because you have done it, Holy Ghost. Because you're the one saying, that's a memorial to me. And I believe the Lord is saying, to ask him for his word over your children and grandchildren as well. Yeah, and the ones in the oven right now. Yeah. Can I tell them what we discovered? Peter and Teresa were at our house the other night, and we were talking to Naomi, who's going to pop out here in January, we think. And so, do you know what her initials are? Yeah. What is it? N-R-G. Energy. N-R-G. Come on. So I said, all right, I'm taking credit in Jesus' name for something. No, not really. But energy, energy, energy. This is energy. Peter and I were doing this. All right. The energy of the Holy Ghost is upon that child in the womb. Okay, so we're going to call these things out. And whatever's going on, whatever you're doing, whatever's happening in your life. Okay, you're thinking about marriage. Get the word of the Lord. You're thinking about a business. Get the word of the Lord. You're thinking about something else in your life. Get the word of the Holy Ghost. He is so ever present. And he's saying, I will do it. Hey, and the highway of holiness, the conditions are set up. Now, you know what? It's not an easy road. But this place will be filled with people who want that narrow road. And it's not PMP's way or the highway. It's the highway of holiness. It's whatever God says. And he's saying, let's go. Let's narrow road it together. Hey, for the fullness of the anointing. Amen? Come on. Yeah, come on. This is fun. And the last verse. Instead of the thorn bush. Oh, I already read it. I'm going to read it again. Instead of the thorn bush, the cypress will come up. And instead of the nettle, the myrtle will come up. And it will be a memorial of the Lord for an everlasting sign, which will not be cut off. All right, let's just be on our feet. We're going to close together. Let's be on our feet. If you want to raise your hands to the Lord, come on. This is to Him. And we're going to declare and decree, God, everything that you have spoken today, everything that has come out, oh God, everything that's been released, we are saying right now in the name of Jesus Christ that we agree with heaven. We thank you for your power. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your submission, oh God, to your holiness, to your holy word, and submission on the levels that you have in this world that we need to learn. We thank you, oh God, for that. We thank you for their prophetic mandate and mantles over us. And we thank you, Lord God, that this is a day that you are accelerating us, and it's not just talk. Talk is cheap, but Lord, when the words come from your mouth and we agree with them, then something happens. So we thank you, Lord, that something has happened. There's been a shift in the spirit, and we thank you, Lord, that we are moving and that we are acting on what we are receiving. So we thank you, Lord, for the agreement, for the no hesitation, and for the great exchange that's taking place right now inside of us. Only you can do that. Thank you, Lord, that your angelic host is here. Thank you, Lord, that we are not freaked out by that. Thank you, Lord, that we invite the future that you want to bring into the now. Thank you, God. We just praise you right now, and we go leave this place completely filled up, overflowing, saying, Lord, I'm not freaked out by conditions. I say, yes, I embrace that you give us the strategies to bring heaven to earth in a way that will so encourage us and so strengthen us that we will be lit on fire with the fire of the Holy Ghost burning on the inside. So, Father, we just call for a release of fire right now, deep on the inside, to come upon the hungry ones, which I trust is everybody in this place. Lord, that you would stir us up in your most holy faith right now inside. Stir us up, oh God. Stir us up, oh God, for the next is coming and the best is yet to come. So we thank you, Lord, that any fears that have been rising up or hesitations are now squashed by the fire of the Most High. Shira-ba-ba-ba. Thank you, Lord. You're so gracious. Thank you, Lord. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be on earth as it is in heaven, that we declare your word, your will, your way, and that we will not waste time. Some of us don't have a lot of time. So, Father, we will step into everything wholeheartedly and not try to explain it away, that we will receive from heaven and we will watch you move us into places that we can't even imagine without fear, because you will bring it to pass. Because you're so good and you're so gracious. In the name of Jesus, we declare November 2nd, 2014, to be a day of shift and change, a day of great new beginnings, and a day of great harvest upon this house, upon our lives, upon our families, for our extended families as well. And we thank you, Lord, for that, for the new little lives in here as well. In Jesus' name, let it be. Amen. Amen. God bless you. What a fun morning. Amen. Woo. Go with God. Have fun. Go dunk apples or something. Whatever we do on the harvest days. God bless you all. We love you. Bye-bye.
Before you leave, we just want to bless Mary Pat. It's her birthday today, Pastor Mary Pat. And it's also Levi Larson's birthday. And so we want to sing to them and bless them and honor them. In Jesus' name. What's that? Oh, Levi's coming. They're going to get Levi.
While we're waiting for the birthday boy, just want to remind you that today kicks off 100 hours of prayer and worship. So tonight, the church will be open starting tonight at 5 p.m. until Thursday at 9 p.m. And there's live worship every evening, so tonight worship will be from 7 to 9. Monday, Tuesday, we have Gateway Worship Center from Akron with us. On Thursday, we have Overtaken Ministries for worship, and in between, Frontline. So encourage you this week to come and join us in that. And we're also kicking off our 21 days of fasting. And the email information went out on that. But the heart behind that is for the next 21 days to, as a church body, to cover fasting, whether that's a meal, a day, several days, however Holy Spirit would lead you, encourage you to, if you decide to join in, that you connect with the fasting buddy to pray and encourage each other. So that's all happening this week. So 100 hours, Monday through Thursday this week. God bless you, and here we are.
Also, real quick, if you were not at Relentless Pursuit, you may have not heard the debut album. FMI has their first worship album. If you don't know about it, if you hadn't heard about it, now you know. If you want to buy one, they're $10. They make great Christmas presents and great presents for friends that need blessed. So you can come find myself or someone and we will get one to you. Someone important. Wait, anyone.
This is really quick. Thank you guys so much for everything you did for Relentless Pursuit. My dad was sick on Tuesday. I couldn't be here to thank you in person. So I just am so grateful. Pastor Bill and I love you so much. You gave so much to make that come to pass. God bless you. Thank you so much.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Levi and Grammy. Happy birthday to you. God's love brought you here. God's love brought you here. Happy birthday. God bless you.